What makes some children thrive despite overwhelming challenges, while others struggle even with abundant support? After 3 decades of clinical experience, psychologists Sam Goldstein and Robert Brooks discovered that beyond resilience lies a deeper quality, tenacity, that fuels human development. This revolutionary perspective shifts our focus from what's wrong with children to what's inherently right. Tenacity isn't just about perseverance, it's a collection of 7 instinctual strengths that have guided human development for thousands of generations. As childhood mental health concerns grow, understanding these instincts offers a powerful alternative to deficit-focused approaches that have dominated child psychology for too long. For decades, child development followed a medical model, diagnosing disorders, labeling deficits, and prescribing treatments. While this created standardized systems for addressing challenges, it limited our view of children's potential. Experience with severely challenged children revealed that focusing solely on deficits provides incomplete insight. A comprehensive approach identifies strengths across multiple domains: interests, emotional regulation, behavior patterns, intellectual capabilities, and relationships. Our predictions about children's futures often proved wrong. Some children with significant struggles thrived as adults, while others on positive trajectories faltered without support. Treating symptoms provides immediate relief, but rarely changes long-term outcomes. Consider Adam, diagnosed with attention deficits, yet completely focused when discussing his baseball card collection. Or Seth, who questioned why repeated trips to the quiet room weren't improving his behavior. These cases showed that controlling responses fail when underlying needs remain unaddressed. This journey led us to focus on resilience, the ability to handle stress effectively, bounce back from disappointments, develop realistic goals, solve problems, and treat oneself and others with respect. Resilience develops through relationships with caring adults who serve as charismatic adults from whom children gather strength. For thousands of generations, parents raised successful children without parenting books by relying on 7 crucial instincts that evolved over millennia. These aren't fixed behaviors, but intuitive thinking patterns that enhance survival and success. These instincts build self-discipline and resilience. Intuitive optimism. Children are born believing they'll succeed with persistence and support, repeatedly attempting to master tasks despite having no knowledge of their capabilities. Intrinsic motivation, working from internal drives rather than external rewards. Children's curiosity, fueled by intuitive optimism, drives them to play without incentives. Compassionate empathy, combining understanding of others' perspectives with motivation to act caringly, essential for emotional and social intelligence. Simultaneous intelligence, the instinct guiding our practical understanding of how elements fit together into solutions, the foundation of reasoning and critical thinking. Genuine altruism, unselfish concern for others without expectation of return, evident in children as young as 18 months. Virtuous responsibility, combining ethical principles with accountability, seen in children's innate desire to help and their satisfaction from contributing. Measured fairness, the foundation of our social selves, explaining why unfairness bothers us deeply and why children often protest, "That's not fair." Intuitive optimism, being born believing, creates the foundation for a child's approach to life. Optimistic children view successes as determined by their own resources, while pessimistic children attribute achievements to external factors like luck, making it harder to maintain confidence. Research shows optimism significantly contributes to both physical and emotional well-being, reducing risk of heart disease, stroke, and early death. To foster this instinct, parents should reinforce personal control from an early age. Optimistic people focus energy on situations they can influence rather than trying to change what they cannot control. They recognize they can control their attitude and response even when situations are beyond their control. When parents and children disagree, validating statements such as, "I know you don't see this as a problem, but let me explain why I do," create cooperation. Considering multiple solutions together helps children develop their own problem-solving skills. Identifying each child's islands of competence shifts from a deficit to a strength-based approach. When children pursue their areas of competence, like Gavin, who became his school's pet monitor after showing interest in caring for his dog, their intuitive optimism grows stronger. Contingent rewards rarely create lasting behavioral changes. When rewards stop, behavior typically returns to baseline, as seen in studies where children paid to read stopped once payments ended. Self-determination theory identifies four fundamental needs fueling intrinsic motivation: belonging and connectedness, self-determination and autonomy, competence, and purpose. When fulfilled, intrinsic motivation flourishes. When unmet, it diminishes. Many parents mistakenly offer rewards for everything their children do, undermining intrinsic motivation. Take 13-year-old George, whose parents focused on his deficits rather than his passion for gardening. When they finally recognized and supported his island of competence, George flourished. Intrinsic motivation thrives when children demonstrate competence in areas they value. Without these opportunities, children develop avoidance motivation, escaping situations highlighting weaknesses. Success in one area builds confidence to tackle challenges elsewhere. Children have an innate need to help others, which reinforces intrinsic motivation. 10-year-old Peter with ADHD found new purpose when asked to help first graders pack up at day's end. This role required developing his own organizational skills first, transforming a weakness into an opportunity to contribute meaningfully. Compassionate empathy combines understanding others' emotions with using that understanding to improve their lives. Business leader James Allworth called empathy the most valuable thing they teach at Harvard Business School, as it helps people step into someone else's shoes. Empathy exists from birth. Thanks to mirror neurons, infants as young as 18 months respond to others in distress. They're hardwired to map others' experiences in their brains. EEG studies show that when a baby watches another baby's foot being touched, the foot area in the observing baby's brain activates, demonstrating empathy's neurobiological basis. When parents tenderly hold, soothe, and speak softly to babies, they reinforce compassionate empathy. Comforting a distressed one-year-old doesn't spoil them, but helps them feel secure, making them more responsive to others' emotional needs. Children with reliable emotional support are more likely to help others. A common misconception is that empathy interferes with discipline. In reality, empathy doesn't mean abandoning discipline, but recognizing that discipline works best without intimidation. Modeling empathy and suggesting calmer approaches improves parent-child relationships through positive interactions. Our brains evolved with both constructive and destructive instincts. The unholy trinity of rigid beliefs, fear of difference, and defensive aggression once ensured survival, but now fuels societal conflicts between political parties, religions, and ethnic groups. The brain dance concept illustrates how stress can override rational thinking as primitive instincts take control. Maturity involves creating space between experience and response, allowing our frontal lobes to guide us despite quicker emotional reactions. By developing the 7 instincts of tenacity, we strengthen children's ability to manage irrational beliefs, accept differences, and solve problems without aggression, balancing strength with compassion. As technology advances rapidly, understanding our instincts becomes increasingly crucial. Our optimism stems from witnessing the tenacity, resilience, and creativity of thousands of children and families. Nurturing these 7 instincts empowers children to flourish amid uncertainty.